is lost. The great Sith conquest is nearing its final victory. All across the galaxy, from its farthest reaches to the inner rim, planets fly the banners of the Sith and prepare themselves for subjugation and servitude. The Jedi Order has been all but destroyed. The era of the Sith, it seems, is about to begin. But, as always, hope springs eternal. In the galactic core worlds, the last surviving Jedi Knights establish a bold resistance movement and valiantly hold the Sith Dominion at bay. Refugees join the cause by the thousands with each passing day, and a great counterattack is imminent. The fate of the galaxy is at stake. But time, it grows short. As the resistance gathers strength, the great Sith army falls upon the galactic capital world of Coruscant. The city planet's remaining defenses quickly collapse before the might of Darth Ferra, the dread commander of the Sith fleet. With strongholds falling one by one, the city has but one remaining hope. A legendary Jedi wanderer, whose vigilante operations have struck fear into the hearts of the Sith. As Jedi Master and Dark Lady of the Sith face off in the ruins of the Jedi Temple, the tide of war hangs in the balance. But this struggle may be more personal than either of them know.
Inches from your neck. Listen to me very carefully and do exactly as I say, because if you don't, I'm afraid I might slip. Stay down, Jedi. It's over. You fought well, but it's over. You lose. I win. Now, place your lightsaber in my hand.
I said, give it to me.
That's better. Thank you. After all that trouble, I would hate to have to kill you on your knees. You've earned more than that.
So, stand up.
It really was a good fight, you know. Maybe the best I've ever had. You were beautiful. I wish I didn't have to do this, to kill you. Truly, you're of no use to anyone dead, but with you on our side. But no, I've heard so many stories about you, you and your vendetta, and I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen what you do to Sith, on this planet and many others. As powerful as you are, you won't be turned. I thought not. Very well. Stand tall, Jedi. Make your masters proud in your final moments. Like I said, it was a good fight. I'll remember it. And I'll give this lightsaber of yours a place of honor in my... wait. This... I know this lightsaber. I've seen it before. I saw it when... No, that's... That can't... Who are you? Take off your hood. Show me your face. Now, look at me. I told you to look at me. It's you. You're younger than the stories make you out to be. You're... Don't move. Come in, Master. This is Darth Thera. I'm in the temple ruins, and I've disarmed and captured the Jedi Wanderer. Dispatch a shuttle to my coordinates, and I'll... Yes, I know, but he will be of greater use to us alive. He's seen the Resistance fleet, he's seen codes and orders, and if you put me in an interrogation room with him, I swear I'll get every last detail out of... No, Master, I can handle him on my own. There's no need to... If you'll just send a ship, I can... Very well. As you wish, my master. My master is sending a squadron here. I'll take you to her, and she'll decide what to do with you. They'll be here within the hour, so in the meantime, get comfortable, Jedi. And no sudden movements. I would hate for you to... Wait, stop!
My mask! Give me back my mask! Face to face again at last, I guess. Been a while, hasn't it? You know, I thought I recognized those moves. I think I taught you some of them. And before the duel, I could have sworn I felt... Nothing. Never mind. It doesn't matter. This doesn't change anything. Sit back down, Jedi. I have nothing to say to you. No, do not call me that. Lyra isn't my name anymore. I am Darth Thera, Dark Lady of the Sith, and Commander of the Invasion Force. Maybe you've heard of me. Oh, you have heard of me. I'm flattered. Did the stories you heard happen to mention what I do to Jedi who annoy me? I see. So, you've been following my career very closely, then. That makes sense, I suppose. I've been very busy the past few years. We all have. I'm sure the Resistance briefs you on all of us. Just me. But why, of all the Sith, of all the Darths, why would you only come looking for... No, that's impossible. You couldn't have known it was me. I burned my old life. I buried every trace. How could you possibly know who I was? Oh, don't make me laugh. Our bond, our connection. I thought you didn't believe in that. It didn't mean anything to you back then. Why should it suddenly be so important to you now? What? What did you say to me? Shut up. Shut up. How fucking dare you? You break my heart. You abandon me in the middle of the galaxy. You disappear for years. And now you have the nerve to... to track me down to say you're sorry? You're fucking sorry?
I want to kill you.
Do you get that?
I want to cut your fucking head off of your fucking shoulders and kick it out the window. I want to choke you until your eyes pop.
Nothing would make me happier than... Stop it. Stop saying that. Stop! It's too late for that now. Years too late. I couldn't have forgiven you back then, and I certainly can't now. So save it, all right? Shut up. Yes, it is too late. Too late for me, at least. So save it, all right? Just shut up. Yes, it is too late. Too late for me, at least. You don't know me anymore, okay? You don't even know who you're apologizing to. Are you serious? What have I become? How did this happen?
What?
Do you want some sad, sad story about the poor, heartbroken girl who was so desperate for love that she fell in with a rough crowd without knowing it? You want me to tell you how she was so broken and so self-pitying that she couldn't see the goodness that was in her heart all along?
How all she needed was her true love's kiss to break the spell and return her to the light?
Grow up, Jedi. This isn't one of those stories we used to tell each other. This is my life. And my life doesn't have happy endings. You made sure of that. I'm not broken, and I don't pity myself. The only person I pity is you. Yes, I do pity you. I pity you for clinging so desperately to the coattails of an order that's happy to fling you aside. I've heard stories too, you know. Stories with the word outcast and disgraced and... vigilante. Not so holy now, are you? Not so pure. Not so righteous. I would say that maybe now you can understand the choice I made, but no. You're still totally dyed in the wool, aren't you? Still certain that the Jedi Code is just and good, and that it's really all of us who are wretched and depraved. Are you going to give me another lecture? Are you going to tell me about the oath we swore, about the fairness of the order, about... I was... right? I never thought I would hear you say that. Yes, well, yeah, now you understand. But it doesn't matter. Not anymore. One way or another, the war is almost over, and... and for all the sins of the Jedi, the Sith are no better. They do care about people. In a way, every planet gets a choice. The ones who surrender, nothing changes for them, really. They get to keep on living their lives. Maybe their taxes go up, their temples come down, but it's fair. The Sith are fair to them. The ones who don't surrender, we make them regret their choice. All of them. This isn't what I wanted. I don't think I have to tell you that. I just wanted to be free. I wanted to save people. I wanted love. And that's what they promised me. A new order. Perfect freedom for everyone. A new galaxy. Full of all the love the Jedi ever took from me. But the new world will be built on the ruins of the old one. And the ruins are filled with graves. So we had to fill the graves. I had to fill them. So
So many. So many of them. But it's all for nothing. Even if the Sith win, it'll all be for nothing. They're fools. Selfish. Petty. Weak. They don't believe in anything except themselves. They have no honor, no leadership. They're strong now while they have momentum, but they're always fighting amongst themselves, stealing from each other, killing each other. If they run out of worlds to conquer, if they get pushed back even a little, they're done for. They'll eat each other alive. The only thing they value is their own self-interest, and it blinds them. Give them a chance and they'll kill themselves for it. And they'll never know what they did wrong. They're monsters. A pack of monsters. They made me into a monster too. They promised me everything. They promised me love. Love. All the love in the universe. And the thing is, they were right. They taught me what love is. It's all a sick joke. Maybe the brave new world will be full of love. And if it is, that's the punchline. Because love is the cruelest thing there is, isn't it? Love is a monster. That's what I've learned. Love will promise you everything. Love will make you give up everything you have. Love will become your whole world and then disappear. Leave you with nothing but hate. Love will turn us all into monsters. That's what it wants. That's all it wants. I have killed so many people for love. Jedi, soldiers, dozens of them. And it's the same as killing them for nothing. No amount of blood can satisfy love. Love is always hungry. That's what I've become. A fool. A fool. A naive idealist. And a murderer. A beast who deserves nothing but to die alone. Maybe you were right earlier. Maybe it is all a story. Once upon a time, there really was a little girl who kissed you in a warm, dark bedroom. Love was all she wanted. And she loved you fiercely and wholly and infinitely. But that little girl died on a battlefield covered in the blood of children. She died naked in a cold, quiet starship as you held her heart in your hands and crushed it. The woman you see in front of you is just her ghost, and all she knows is violence. And yes, maybe she does still love you. She can't help it. She never could. But she also hates you. She doesn't know the difference anymore. I'm sorry. This isn't what I wanted. The Sith, the war, Darth Vera. None of it. All I wanted was you. But I can't go back. I've come too far now. After everything I've done, this is all I deserve. I told you, didn't I? This war will kill us both. It was always going to kill us. Love could never save us. But maybe I can still save you. Here, take your lightsaber. You still have time to get away before the squadron arrives, but you'll have to move quickly. I'll tell them you overpowered me and escaped. Master will be angry, but I'll be fine. Just go, okay? And don't come back. It'll be better for both of us that way. Please go. What are you waiting for? Go. You're running out of time, and I just can't have your blood on my hands too, all right? Unlike a Jedi, a Sith can protect the things she loves. For all the things I've done, I still have that. Now go! You... No.
You can't forgive me. Not for everything. You don't have the power to forgive me. No one does. Okay? What I've done, that's forever. No matter how much I want to take it back, to take it all back, I can never... You... We can't... Why? Why aren't you leaving? Go, just go. You need to... You... No, stop saying that. Stop it. You can't forgive me. I don't deserve to... Just go. Go. Why won't you go? This is hurting me. You're hurting me. I can't... If you don't go, they'll kill you. They'll make me kill you. And that would... I could... Please, just... Please don't do that to me. Please, just go. Just go. You can't. You... I don't want to do this anymore. It hurts. It hurts so much. I can't. I don't want. Please don't make me. Please. I never wanted this. I didn't want to do those things. I didn't mean it. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for everything. I didn't. All I wanted was you. I just wanted to kiss you and hold your hand and love you. I just wanted you to tell me everything would be okay. That's all. It didn't feel wrong. It didn't have to be wrong. It didn't. I know it didn't. I didn't mean to fall in love with you. I'm sorry. I just did. I didn't know what would happen. I couldn't help it. I didn't know. And I just love you so much. I never knew it would end this way. Please don't go. I'm scared. I'm so scared. I'm so empty. I don't want to be alone anymore. I can't do it. I just can't. Please don't leave me. Not again. I still love you. I never stopped. Please. Please. You're still so warm as I remember. I missed this. I missed you. I missed... Take me back. Please, take me back to that night in your room when we were happy, when it was easy. I think about it every night. I think about you and I touch myself. You make me come so fucking hard. Please, please, make me yours again. And be mine. Here, let me kiss your neck. I wanna taste your skin again. You taste so fucking good. I can't take it. I need you. I need you so fucking bad. Fucking armor. There. Now. Touch me. Feel my tits. Feel me. Feel... fuck. My nipples are getting so hard.
can feel you. I can feel you getting hard through your robes. How does that feel? When I rub you through your clothes like this. Your cock is so hot. So fucking hot under my hand. I can feel you getting harder. Do you like that? Does it feel good? I want you to feel good, baby. I want you to feel so fucking good. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Put your hand on my pants. Oh, fuck. You feel that? You feel how wet you make me? Fuck, I'm dripping for you. Rub my clit. Fuck me with your fingers. Do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want to me. Make me yours. Make me yours forever. Make me... Pushing me against the wall. I didn't know you had it in you. No. No, I'm not complaining at all. I like it. Put me wherever you want me. I'm all yours. Pull my pants down for me, would you? And if you gave me a little kiss while you're down there, I wouldn't mind. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. That's it. Use your fingers. Use your... Fuck. Fuck, yes. Fuck. Fuck, yes. Fuck. Let me reach into your robes. Let me pull your cock out like... this. I want to really feel you. I want to feel you throbbing in my hand. Does that feel good, baby? Does it feel good when I stroke you? Get hard for me, baby. I want you nice and hard when you fuck me. Fuck. Fuck, slow down. Slow down, slow down. I don't want to come. Not yet. I want you to come with me. I want to feel that perfect moment again. Do you? Yeah? Good. Now, how do you want me? Do you want to be on top of me? Hold my legs above my head and bury your cock as deep as it'll go? Or do you want me to ride you? My hands on your shoulders, your hands on my tits, thrusting up into my pussy, feeling my clit grind against you. Against the wall, standing. I mean, that sounds... Whoa, that's... You're stronger than you look, baby. Are you sure you can hold me up like this? Yeah? Good. That's so fucking hot. I'll hold on as tight as I can. But first let me put you in. Oh! Fuck. Fuck. Baby. Oh, you're so fucking big. You're so fucking hard. Fuck. Go deeper. Go deeper, baby. Oh, fuck. Holy fuck. Baby, that's so... You're so deep. Just... Hold it there for a second. I want to feel you. I want to feel all of you. Listen. I know a lot has happened. I know things have changed, but I don't care. I don't care about any of that, okay? All I care about is you. All I care about is this. So, focus. Touch my mind with yours. Fill me up until we're the only two people in the universe. Fuck me. Fuck me hard. Fuck me, baby. Fuck. That's it. Fuck me deep. Fuck me deep. Fuck me hard. Fuck. Fuck, that's so good. That feels so fucking good. Harder. I wanna feel your balls slapping against my ass. I wanna drip down your fucking legs. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Oh god, it's so big. It's so big. It feels so fucking tight inside me. Does that feel good, baby? Oh, my pussy squeezing you with... almost every thrust. Fuck. It's so deep, I can hardly take it. Fuck, I want more. I want all of you. Put me down. Hurry. Fuck. Look how wet I made you. God, that looks good. Let me get a taste. Just for a second. Fuck. You're soaked. We taste so good together. Wanna try? Delicious, isn't it? Come here. I'm gonna turn around and put my hands up against the wall now. Put it back in. Grab my hips and give me your cock. I need it. I've needed it for so long. I want you to fuck me, and I want you to come in me, like last time. Can you do that for me, baby? Do it. Fuck me. Fuck me now. Fuck. 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 Harder. Harder, baby, harder. Yes, fuck me deep. Fuck. It feels so fucking good. Fuck. Fuck, your balls are hitting my clit. Oh, that's so fucking good. Yeah, fucking pound into me. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh god, I'm so fucking wet. I'm so fucking wet for you. Go harder, baby. Faster. Faster. Yes. 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 Oh my god. I can't fucking breathe. Don't stop. Do not fucking stop. Never stop. Just fuck me. Fuck me hard. Fuck me faster. Go faster. As fast as you fucking can. Feels too good. I'm getting close, baby. I'm gonna come soon. Will you come with me? I want your cum, baby. I want you to come in me. I want you to push it in me as deep as it'll go. I want to feel you pour into me. I want to feel you throb and twitch inside of me every inch of you. I want you to come inside me. I want you to pour into my pussy and pour into my fucking mind. I need it, baby. Fuck, I need it so bad. I need it so fucking bad. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come, baby. Do it for me. Do it. Come for me. Come inside me. Come with me. I'm gonna come. I miss that so much. I can't believe how long it's been. I remember that feeling like it was yesterday. You're incredible. You're so fucking good. Oh, my. My legs are wobbling a little bit. Come here. Come sit against the wall with me. I want to lay my head on your chest. There. There we go. That feeling really never gets old, does it? Our minds mixing. It's perfect. It always has been. And I'm done trying to deny it. No. Shh. Just let me breathe. Just breathe with me for a minute. Hold me. I was so angry with you, you know, for a long, long time. You really hurt me. Everything I believed in was a lie, so I threw it all away. And when I came to you, when I asked you to tell me it would be okay, to help me put things back together, you broke my heart. That destroyed me. It really, truly broke me to pieces. I thought I hated you. I really did. I thought I would kill you if I ever saw you again. And I almost did. What? You let me win? Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, now I hate you. Bullshit. I had you on the back foot the whole time. You're lucky I'm such a bad Sith. Shut up. Okay, just shut up and listen, all right? This is important. What I'm trying to say is I forgive you for that night on your ship. I was so scared, and I couldn't understand why you wouldn't run away with me, but you were scared too, right? Scared of losing everything you held dear. Scared of realizing that right and wrong isn't as simple as you thought. Scared to realize that we're all on our own out here, lost and adrift. That the Force can guide us, but he can't give us orders. At the end of the day, we have to choose, and the consequences are ours to bear. And that's heavy. It's a lot. It's the biggest thing there is. And I threw it at you all at once and expected you to just be okay, just like that. And that was cruel of me. I didn't realize it at the time. I was too wrapped up in my own little tragedies. I couldn't see yours. And I'm sorry for all of it. None of this was your fault. None of it. I think I get it now. For years, I blamed love for all the pain and hate I felt. It made sense at the time. I gave up everything until love was all I had, and then love couldn't sustain me, not by itself. But I was wrong. I was wrong about all of it. I used to think that love and hate were siblings, like the Jedi and the Sith, polar opposites, constantly at war, fighting for survival, always recruiting people to their sides. But that isn't right. The Jedi aren't love. The Sith aren't hate. And they aren't the Force either. The Force is love. That's the truth. Hate is what happens when we stand in its way. The Jedi don't believe love exists. The Sith try to conquer it, to make it theirs, and they're both so blind. Love can't be denied, and it can't be tamed. Love surrounds us. It penetrates us. It connects us. It's more powerful than all the armies in the universe. All we can do is embrace it. I thank you. Thank you for helping me see that. I still have a lot to learn about love, but with your help, I think I can figure it out. I've done many, many terrible things. I'm glad that you can forgive me, but I think it'll take me a long time to forgive myself. But for all the awful things I've done, loving you was never wrong. Nothing we did or said or felt was wrong. It was beautiful. It was perfect. We let other people twist it into something horrible, but underneath it all, it was the purest thing there ever was. Master Farah would have seen that. Master Farah. I took her name because, I don't know, as revenge, I guess. Revenge against the order that took her away from me. Vengeance for all the love she showed me. All the love the Jedi denied me. She wouldn't have wanted that, would she? She, of all the Jedi, she understood love. She knew how powerful it is. And I think she could see it in me. All this time, I've been disgracing her. But no more. Never again. Darth Farah. Darth Farah is dead. I'm really afraid of what I'm about to ask you. More afraid than ever. But one way or another, this war will be decided tonight. Either the Sith repel the counterattack and conquer the galaxy, or the Republic takes back Coruscant and the Sith finally collapse under all their squabbling. But no matter what happens, this will never end. They'll never let us love each other without a terrible cost. We'll spend the rest of our lives being pulled this way and that, watching them try to corrupt our love or poison it. The Jedi have a vision for the universe and the Sith have theirs. And neither of them have a place for us. This war will end, and another one will begin. Another chapter in this great cosmic tragedy. No peace, no love, nothing. This universe, it can't allow our love to exist. It will do everything it can to destroy us. But we don't have to play that game. We can still be together. The Sith Squadron will be here at any minute. We're out of time. They're the Emperor's strongest duelists, and there will be a lot of them. Maybe more than we can handle. These might be our final moments. And if they are, maybe that wouldn't be so bad. We'd still be together. Together in the Force. One and the same, connected until the end of time. But maybe we won't die. Maybe we can hold them off. And if we do, we could leave. Run away. Anywhere. I don't care. Somewhere far away from the Jedi and the Sith. We could just live. We could be happy. We could love the way we were meant to.
Years ago, on your ship, it was unfair of me to ask you this, and I wish I didn't have to ask you again. I wish we could talk about it. But we are out of time. So, will you come away with me? Will you leave all this behind? Do you love me? I love you too. I love you so, so much. I'm sorry it couldn't be simple. I wish it was, but this is enough. This is perfect. Well then, we have work to do. Hand me my armor and pull your robes back on. We don't have much time. Do you feel that? They're almost here. Okay. Are you ready? One last fight. One last chance. And win or lose, live or die, we'll do it together. That's the only thing that matters. I love you with all my heart. In a different time, in a better world, I would have spent my whole life fighting for you. I'm sorry it took me so long to accept that. I'm sorry I never fought for you before. But I'll do it now, to the last breath. Here they come. Be strong for me, my love. No matter what happens, we'll be together soon. I promise. Now fight. On the eve of the Second Battle of Coruscant, in the first creeping rays of dawn, the ancient Jedi Temple collapsed. The cause forever remained a mystery, a puzzle whose answer was lost in the fog of war. It was never determined how many lives were lost among the rubble. The bodies recovered were never identified. And as the temple fell, so too fell the Sith Dominion, gathered under the banner of a new republic. The might of the galaxy struck at the heart of the Sith forces, exhausted from their first bloody siege of Coruscant. Overextended and outmatched, the Sith commanders fought amongst themselves as planets across the galaxy rose up and threw off their yokes. The Dominion capital ship was overrun and captured, and the great Emperor of the Sith was found dead on her throne, stabbed through the back by an unknown assailant. Those Sith that remained fled to the unknown regions, their engines of war destroyed, their forces depleted. The war was over. The new republic stood victorious. But that victory came at a devastating cost. Billions of people died in 8 long years of war. Many planets never recovered from the trauma. The old order had collapsed, and replacing it would be a long, painful process. Among the casualties was the Jedi Order. Those who remembered the cold, callous tactics of the Jedi generals decided that the Old Republic's faith in the Order had been misplaced, and the scant few Jedi who survived the war were formally relieved of their duties as the New Republic's protectors. The Jedi accepted these charges without complaint and set out on a great pilgrimage to their ancestral homeworld of Tython, vowing to refound their order, to renew their devotion to the Force, and to rediscover their place in the universe. Darth Vera, Dark Lady of the Sith, was never seen again, nor was the legendary Jedi Wanderer. Rumor claimed that it was they who tore down the Jedi Temple in their last fateful duel, and this was the story that was entered into the annals of history. But those who witnessed the temple's collapse told a different story. They spoke of two blades, red and blue, whirling together in the night, working together to cut down a dozen foes. Two deadly dancers so in sync, so beautifully connected that nothing and no one could stand in their way. How could they have fallen so cruelly? How could their love not have won the day? Could they not have cut their way through the Sith and the rubble and the smoke? Could they have survived? This story became song, and the song became legend, and soon young romantics all across the galaxy knew by heart the tale of the Dark Lady and her wanderer. Was the legend true? Well, none could be certain. There were only two who ever knew the truth. And when they died together, happy and fulfilled, having never told a soul.